Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Law Enforcement by Emma Dancy. Isaiah 1 verse 17 says, "Learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the cause of the widow." It is a brave decision to look out for the lives of others and to protect a community. Sacrifice is truly seen in the lives of those who choose to work in law enforcement branches by them and their families. Today, as we pray over these men and women, may we remember that they have been given a huge responsibility that should not be taken lightly. May we pray for wisdom and for those in these authoritative positions to be led by God. And may we pray for their safety as they serve. Let's pray. Dear God, you are the perfect protector. Thank you for modeling what it means to be a selfless leader. Today, we pray over those who choose to serve in selfless ways. Be with police officers, judges, lawyers, and those trying to create safety and peace among our communities. Father, they need your guidance. Help them to be men and women of integrity. We know that this comes from knowing you and being led by the Holy Spirit. We pray for the salvation of those in law enforcement. We pray that they would be men and women of faith, reliability, and honesty. We ask that people who already know you will use this profession as a platform for sharing the gospel to coworkers, criminals, and everyday citizens. We pray that there would be wisdom, as there are sinful people everywhere, and we have heard and seen of heartbreaking situations among law enforcement making poor decisions. Would you lead them to be upright? Would you make clear to those in charge anyone who is not living up to the standard of protecting life and the rights of people? God, would you give great wisdom to the leaders and the decision makers in hard situations? Provide understanding from heaven. We pray that they would be led by the Spirit in all times and situations. Give them great peace to lead. Open their eyes to any evil that might be coming. Reveal to them your plans and your ways. Show them how to be united and work as a team against the attacks of the enemy. We pray for them to be reminded that you have overcome the world. You are greater than the enemy, and they do not have to be afraid. We pray for the safety of these men and women as they do their jobs each day, as they try their best to uphold justice and peace. Lead them when to show mercy and when to act justly. You are perfectly just and perfectly merciful. When they ever have a question or do not know how to handle a case, give them your truth. We pray that every believer in these fields will live out Micah 6:8. Know, O people, the Lord has told you what is good, and this is what he requires of you, to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. We pray against future attacks from the enemy. We ask that you would give law enforcement eyes to see what is happening before it strikes. We pray for great discernment and quick thinking to know how to handle each scenario. We pray against injustices from community members and from those in authority. We pray for justice. We pray for peace. We pray for safety. We ask for you to be with the families of those sacrificing their safety on behalf of others. Help the spouses and children of those serving to find great peace and rest in you each day. Strengthen their hope in you. Give them peace that transcends their understanding. Guard their hearts and minds in you. When they are tempted to worry and be afraid, remind them of your loving hand of protection and your good sovereignty. Help them to not be forgotten, but to be encouraged and loved by others around them in their sacrifice. Show great love towards them and speak your kindness to them daily. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.